Welcome to Philamord's audio blog. I'm Phil. This week, we're talking about why you need to know your core values in a relationship. We just finished giving a workshop on transforming your relationships, and one of the areas we discussed was core values, what they are and what impact they have on our relationships. We were surprised to find out how many people had never really thought about what theirs were or looked at what those values meant in terms of their relationships. Core values are the meanings and values, the deep-seated feelings and morals that we all base our lives on. They're not intellectual concepts, but rather the internal compass points that supply the foundation of our actions and decisions. They're not easily seen for several reasons. One is that they are deeply felt, and we need to be in touch with our feelings to be able to articulate them. We are also very prone to adopt values from society at large without examining them to see if we agree. It's very important that your core values match in your relationships, particularly with your life partners. When core values match, then most other areas of difference are just preferences and can be discussed and worked out, even ignored. We supplied the group with a list of 30 core values as a sample, having them pick 5 and add any they had that weren't on the list. A lot of questions ensued after the exercise. Several people asked whether all one's core values have to match to have the type of peaceful relationships we are writing about and promoting. This is a very good question, as it relates directly to being able to fully accept your partner. The answer has to do with your deal breakers. These are the core values that are at the very basis of what is dearest and most important to you. These are the areas where, if yours don't match with your partner's, there will always be situations that you cannot accept, resulting in issues that cause anger, dissonance, and distance. You may decide that you are willing to accept those circumstances and that what you get from the relationship makes up for those areas of argument and separation. The kind of relationships that we describe, where a conflict-free, peaceful togetherness is created, will not thrive in that climate. If you desire a peaceful, loving relationship, then before you can take a true look at this issue and make honest assessments of your compatibility with another, you will need to get to know yourself in terms of your core values and meanings. You will need to really reach down inside and see what is deeply important to you. You will need to face truthfully what your deal breakers are, what things must match in order for you to be with someone on an intimate basis where you can reach a place of true peace together. Even after you know what yours are, you have to find out what your partner's are. That takes time, as core values manifest themselves not only in what people say, but in how they behave. For instance, they may claim to treat all people equally, but make a habit of berating waiters. You have to know someone for a while and see how they act in a variety of circumstances before you can judge whether they hold the same values that you do. This can be wonderful work. Whether you are in an intimate relationship, just creating one, or not even looking for one, the work of getting in touch with your core values and which ones are deal breakers for you is an enriching and enlightening process. It is literally coming to know yourself. That's all I have for you today. I hope you've enjoyed listening and taken something away from it. You can find it written down on our blog at philandmaud.com. So have fun reading it, and I'll talk to you all next week.